Blog Talk Radio.
I think it's finally over. What's up, everybody? Welcome to a special edition of Dina Time on a Sunday night with some foosball and all sorts of shit. Drama going down on the website. People gonna call and be real pissed. What's going on, everybody? Kind of thrown together show. Told Borg, let's run one. Didn't come up with any topics, but I'm sure we got plenty to talk about. Oh, shit, hold on. I think I got someone here. Loading. Yo, is this the simping motherfucker?
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, shit. It's the guy that gets the bucket.
Get the bucket. What's up, man? What's up, everybody? It's the Bush.
Oh, it's the Bush. What's going on, man? What are
not
you up
much,
to tonight?
Man. Just watching these 49ers, man. And they got Sam Darnold in, man. They told the Cowboys, man. They said, get the bucket.
They sure fucking did. That was the Z-Man bitch. I had to laugh at that. Let's see, what's going on? You watch any other football today? Anything interesting?
Bush? I had to work today, man, so I didn't get to watch too much, but it was all good anyway because my team lost and other stuff happened, so.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I watched the Bills. I didn't even get to watch the end, which didn't matter, but they fucking lost and all their best players are dead now. On the defense, at least.
Yeah, I heard about that game, man. The Bills, man, the quarterback. I heard he got a lot of fantasy points, but then somebody who had him as the quarterback, their team lost, man.
I think I might have seen that. He didn't have the greatest fantasy day, but did all right. 2 touchdowns, 300 yards.
Man. That's a lot of points, man. He had 50 points and the team lost.
It says it's on regulation scores, but any other league I play in, the quarterbacks don't score like they do in our league. I'm going to have to fucking figure out what the difference is. Maybe bonuses or something? I'm not sure.
Hashtag shenanigans, man.
Yeah, because my other league, fucking, if you pass for 300-400 yards, you get a bunch of points, but not like this one. That's why in the other league it's important to have, like, a running quarterback, too. But, oh, well. Oh, well. I never get Josh Allen. Never once in any league. I even was going to draft him in the second round this year, and someone took him before me. I was like, you fucking son of a bitch. In my big league, too, not the free league that don't matter.
Hey, don't worry, man. The guy that got him in front of you, he lost today, man.
Fucking England. Those
funny
assholes.
Man, they said, I read the reports, man. They said you were going to no-show the show, man. But then the person who said you was going to no-show the show decided to no-show himself.
That's true. I don't see him on here yet. But he is a casually late kind of guy. We'll see.
More like casually homoerotic, man.
Yeah. He definitely likes it in the butt here and there. That's for sure.
Whoa.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear. I wouldn't know personally.
I think there's anything wrong with that, man. It's just not how I like my tamales. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Fucking,
I like mine with the green sauce, not the red sauce, man, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the red sauce is like blood, because if you take it in the butt, you're probably going to bleed, man. That's not cool, man.
But the green sauce could be, like, some diarrhea dookie.
Yeah, which means you stay away from your butthole, man, so it's delicious tamales.
All right. The hot sauce, your tamale,
it doesn't burn because you got all the stretch and burn and cut holes on your butthole because you stuck a penis in there, man. You don't want to do that.
I think we got another asshole on the line. Hey, are you some simping jerk?
Hey, what's up, Bush? What's going on with your butthole?
Nothing, thank God, man. I hope nothing's up with yours either, man.
I'm having a good 7 out of 10 butthole day.
Hey, man, that's better than a 6, so that's always good.
Fucking Borg, we talked about football. Anything you want to touch on the day before we get into our other topics?
How about fantasy football, man? You keep up with that?
Fucking Bills look like shit.
I haven't touched my fantasy lineup in the OI league since the draft. It's not for money. And I forgot about my bad. I probably shouldn't hit bowls of weed right before I start talking.
Nah, man, you should be more professional than that. You got a mute button, bro.
I know. I'm fucking, it's my turn to talk, and I'm fucking fighting the bull. I had a long day. I've been driving for hours. So fucking, it's weird sitting down and fucking actually talking to people. I've been singing to myself in the car and shit. A lot of 80s hits. I was playing the old school radio.
You like Houdini?
Get that. You got the good station with Phil Collins and fucking Dire Straits and all that shit all the whole time?
Nah, this is like the 80s pop shit. But, yeah, I do have one of those. I was jumping in between and forth.
Those are decent. That's a decent station. A little bit newer than...
Especially when you're riding by yourself, you can sing some gay shit and not feel bad about it.
A little bit newer than getting stuck with Skinner and shit.
Dire Straits is good, man. They rock out, bro.
They fly high.
I'm trying to think. I can't even. I just got to the point, like, you know, when you're driving so long, you get delirious. Like, I was just singing the words with, like, fucking weird cuss words and sex stuff in it and shit. Like, talking about sucking dicks and sticking it in butts.
Oh,
just to make the song sweaty.
Silent song, man, where he's like, I can feel it coming in the air tonight. You can change that to something like, I can feel it coming in my butthole so tight.
Yeah. And pair of cheap sunglasses. I fucking added in licking dicks and asses.
Or you could say, I spread them cheeks and tongue asses, man.
Yep, there's lots of stuff you can do.
You can get in there and smack them cheeks, you know.
For sure. Borg, best cartoon to jam to by yourself that because no one else can hear it.
Oh man, I got food.
For just like that, if nobody, I don't need nobody listening to me. Listen to it.
Yep.
Prince.
He has some catchy ones. I'll give you that. What about you, Bush?
I'm not too much for the sing, man. It's all about the vibe. But I like to play the long version of Dire Straits' Money for Nothing, man. The drum solo at the beginning with the flutes and stuff in the background. Then it breaks down to the guitar solo. And it'll go...
Fuck yeah.
I do enjoy that.
Yeah, man, it's just pretty rocky, man.
You know that cop slide video where that cop went down that slide in Boston and fucking almost got knocked the fuck out? Have you guys seen that shit?
Man.
Oh, you guys need to watch that shit. It's like
a slide
people go down all the time. Yeah, it's like a metal tube slide in Boston that people go down all the time. For some reason, this cop went down in full uniform in his belt, and I don't know how he caught so much speed, but you just hear him thumping around inside, and then he comes out like fucking belly down, bouncing off the side, and then he bounces across the ground and shit. But fucking the sounds he makes in the tube are like fucking very fucking crazy. And someone made a video with Coming in the Air Tonight, and right at the drum fill-in. Yeah, they pause it and show the cop going down the slide. I highly recommend you Google cop slide. It's some funny shit.
Okay.
So do that. All right, let's go on to
fuck yeah. Now I know what to do.
I'm going to go on to the next topic just because I know they're listening and waiting.
What?
Fucking, there was a
no
run-in.
Way.
There
hey,
was a run-in.
Listen, you may even lost this script.
Fucking, we had a run-in with the other site today. our JC against their JC. Or no, it wasn't. I'm just making it that. That's right. But JC fucking our guy, Jeremy Country or whatever. Is it county or country? I never even fucking paid attention. We'll just give him the county for now.
Jeremy County!
I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about, man.
So he fucking, he came in our site and goes, does everyone on LU fucking, or would all these dudes on LU pay money, or the simps on LU, he called them simps, pay money for Ulysses socks or something. And that's all he said. And like three dudes came in, why are you talking shit about Ulysses? That's so fucked up. I was like, no, he's talking shit about you, bro. He called you a simp. No one said shit about her, but now you're fucking making the point even more clear. Motherfucker.
TV show, man? I don't remember this.
She was
happened
just
earlier
of
today.
Having socks.
Yeah, it just so happened to be right when I jumped on in the middle of my drive. I was texting and driving dangerously.
Hey, are these people you know or something, man?
Kinda, a little bit. I hung out with them sometimes, and then I left them.
Confused, man. Sounds weird.
The lounge.
Hella weird.
The lounge underground. It's like another RTW spinoff. Somewhere on the interwebs.
Wait, these are websites, man?
Yep. Website wars.
I thought this was a sports show, man. Why are we talking about people on the internet, man? That's weird.
Fucking, we're on the internet. That's how podcasts work.
Everybody's on the fucking internet.
Hey,
even
no, Trailer
Swelfie.
I called in like 2 weeks ago trying to win $13, and now, what the fuck, man? What is this?
We still have that $13 up for grabs.
We got a trailer Swelfie t-shirt also.
Yeah, you just had to make a 42-yard field goal. Well, if you make, you have the choice. You can kick the field goal and get the t-shirt and $13, or you can walk away right now and just get $6.50.
And give us your t-shirt.
What was that, Bush?
I don't even remember, man. I'm confused, man.
Indeed.
I think we all are. That's why we're fucking doing an internet show. Trying to give out $13.
That little Peggy with the job down on the meat coat.
Little faggot's talking shit on the internet.
That little faggot, he's a two-faced bitch.
Yeah, so I'll address that. That motherfucker's like, what are you up too fast? That's you, blah, blah, blah. Fucking, I went over there because they're in a fight with Liger, so I go to check it out, and I try to post something, and I can't because they're pre-modded or something now. And fucking someone that I blocked, probably Baldy, said something, and someone goes, who's Diener? And that JC dude just the day before was upvoting me and putting the laughy emojis under my comments, goes, oh, he's just some unfunny dude from OI like Borg. I was like, oh, okay, buddy. So I fucking couldn't comment there. I come back the next day.
He had to know that unfunny part.
Yeah, that's when I started saying the unfunny shit, yeah, on our site. So then the next day, I go back there because more Liger shit's going down. Now I heard him and Ash broke up, or she called him a creep.
Oh, my God.
And fucking, he said the same fucking thing again to someone else that asked who I was or something like that. And he said the same fucking goddamn thing again. So don't tell me he's not a two or you're not a two-faced fucker, JC. I know you're listening. The other JC, the crackhead dude. And fucking on top of that.
The one I actually called JC.
Yeah, on top of that, like in the midst of all this, someone brought up their secret fucking Discord. And apparently he's on it with screenshots telling them that talking about Ash, how he got her to ban someone and he controls that bitch and all this shit. Fucking he pretends to be friends with her to her face. He is a two-faced fucker all the way.
Who said
fuck
that?
Him. Jeremy. Yeah, or Johnny Cocaine. Johnny Crackhead.
Johnny PK, as I call him, with a coke. He's just a British PK wannabe. I just, whenever he says all the slick Bob booty boy talk, I just, and tries to always use slang and be slick, it make, I just think of it in his little British accent and I giggle.
He'd probably laugh about how you just said giggle. Did you say
well,
giggle?
And we, yeah, I giggle like a little girl.
But do you ever giggle?
When he's going, well, you guys better, you had better check yourself before you wreck yourself, homie. You know what I'm saying?
Remember when he came to our site for 5 minutes and goes, hey, I'm part of this site now. I don't care about
the
other site anymore.
We're hella bros and stuff now.
And then a half hour later, he quit commenting and I looked over on the other site. He's like, man, I couldn't take it over there. I'm coming back. Took him like 30 fucking minutes.
You got a hamster wheel spinning a different direction going on in there for sure.
Yep. So, yep. I'll launch all kinds of bombs at him. Ulyssa does really suck. They don't think so, but we've known her for way longer.
And I'm banned over there for no reason.
The only reason they're nicer to, or she's nicer to them, is because they came to her site. If it wasn't her site, she'd be doing the normal Ulyssa stuff.
Poor.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only reason. She already does. She poaches Bachelor of Miss America and Roman Reigns.
Oh, we always get, yeah. You're always going to get that.
But that wasn't even the worst part of her. She's just a bitch.
Well,
all the
no.
time.
Who gives a shit? You get past the Bachelorette shit.
Yeah.
And the fucking soccer bullshit.
Who we gave
from,
her,
and not
who
even
we gave her
from
chances.
Every league. From every little small soccer league in her country, too, not like just the big shit.
Bush, do you get down with La Liga?
What the fuck is that, man? Is that another website?
I think it's the Mexican Soccer League. I don't know for sure. I just see it on my TV sometimes.
Why would I keep up with that?
I don't know.
Me neither. It's okay, though.
It was just a question, if you watched it or not.
Hey, easy there, Tiger. All good, amigo.
Yeah, you watch the fucking thing, don't you?
I like watching pickleball, man.
I haven't played yet. I haven't played it yet, and I don't know if I want, because I like real tennis, like playing it, and it feels like it's just smaller tennis. I could be wrong.
You never played pickleball?
No. My dad's trying to get me to all the time. He's like, let's get in a pickleball league, man. I'm like, no. Let's play tennis.
That was one of those, things, day off for the gym teacher when I was in school.
I never played it. I never even heard of it till like 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, when my dad was talking about retiring. He's like, let's get into a pickleball
league. It is exactly what it looks like.
It's like ping pong, but you're standing up with fucking a giant net. Or you're like a miniature person on a... Okay. Yeah, see, that's the same thing to me as tennis, but it's like a smaller court. I like the big court,
that's
running back
is.
And forth. Yeah, that sounds dumb.
Why? It sounds dumb doing it on a goddamn giant court.
I like the giant court, running back and forth. You get fucking,
yikes.
You get pumped up, fucking get your blood flowing and shit. Then you start really fucking hitting the serve and
well,
the forehands and shit.
I just went to public school, so we didn't have tennis, but that was like the coach is doing something else that day, set up four pickleball areas in the gym, and that's what we're doing today.
Well, we never did it in, I guess, younger grades. Just my freshman year in high school, I just randomly decided to join the tennis team as like a joke, and I actually learned how to actually make real tennis shots and really serve, like with spin on your serve and shit, and I was like, holy shit, this game's a whole new game now. And then I started, Schleeves, his dad fucking DJed at a country club, so they let him have free membership. So we'd go there and fucking piss off all the hoity-toity fuckers, me and Schleeves out there playing tennis. One time, Schleeves took his shirt off because it was a hot, sunny day, and all these old guys come over like, put your shirt on. Put your shirt on. That's disrespectful on the tennis court. And we got like a big argument. And we're like, dude, why we can't take your shirt off? It's fucking a goddamn game of tennis. Like, recreational, not competitive.
You should have said you didn't mind it when Roger Federer did it, you faggot.
I guess it was kind of competitive. We'd get into it a little, mine and his matches. I don't know if he's ever beat me in a set, though. He's always come close. Not just the entire match. I don't think he's beat me in a set. The clay court, he might have got me. On the grass court, I dominated. This country club had a fucking grass court. It was amazing. It's fucking made it so your topspin shots bounce lower and farther away. So that's why the hard hitters play
it
better.
It grabs better when you're doing tricky shit.
Just topspin, because the ball bounces lower when it catches the topspin. Like a hard court, it would bounce up a little higher. The low bounce makes it hit low, bounce low, but still on like
so
a line drive.
So if you
like
go that way, you're putting it at their ankles.
Yeah, and they have to like reach farther out because it moves like a bullet off the bounce and shit. It's a good way to get people running side to side with some fucking topspin shit. That's why like Sampras and Federer were better on the grass court because they were the harder hitters. Had good forehands.
Man, that's what she said.
Enough
man.
About tennis.
Big bands.
You ever watch the mockumentary 7 Days in Hell with what's his name? Andy Samberg?
No, I will. I'll watch anything.
It's on HBO. That's something you can watch on HBO because you got your free trial. It's called 7 Days in Hell. It's pretty fucking funny.
Did he play for the Cubs, man?
I think so. And then retired and went to Saturday Night Live.
Yep. Oh, man. Looks good for his age.
No, that looks good for their age, man.
I don't.
Who?
These nuts.
God.
I just noticed my nuts are not aging so good now. It's finally starting to hit the old man nuts. They're getting saggy. Saggy bottom boys. I might try to do the Dave Chappelle shit and fucking Botox them. Get them smooth. Get a lift.
Why not?
There goes Bush. He's gone. In the bush.
Gone like the days when you had a nice
tight nut sack.
Yep, that's for sure. At least I ain't something for.
I got droopy old
donkey
nuts
witches.
Too, but I did good. I didn't have a real drooper till after 40, so I did good.
I'm 38, and the droop just started hitting me the other day when I fucking helicoptered in front of the mirror, and the balls were moving just as good. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, that's the day-to-day thing for years, too. Some days it's still right where it should be.
Yeah, when it's a little colder.
Yeah, but then your dick can't where you want it either at that point either. But when your dick's small, your nuts look good.
That's for sure.
If I guess you want your nuts to shrink when your dick does, it would look real bad.
Yeah, that is a good point. You ever do like a bunch of uppers and fucking your balls get like sucked up inside your body?
Oh, dick the size of a fucking two peanuts?
Yeah, I think Adderall. I think I took way too much Adderall and that happened. Like I was scared my nuts were getting sucked up inside me.
That's why I could never get into fucking being a meth head. I played it a few times when I was younger. But it shrink your dick every time. First time I was like, oh, this is permanent. This is bad.
Do you remember the old rumor? It was a thing around here. I don't know if it was everywhere. There was a rumor, like in Mountain Dew, like yellow dye number 5 makes your dick small or some shit like that. I don't know. It had to have been just a kid rumor. I think it was like 6th grade.
They say certain carcinogens can technically not be good for having a juicy whang, but it's not like it shrinks your dick. Whatever it is now, it is, it's going to be. But if you were doing all those things at that time, yeah, you might be half inch shorter than you should be.
I know this blue dye, fucking your body does not digest. If you eat enough like blue candy, you will fucking shit blue or indigo. I had indigo poop when I ate a whole giant bag of those blue Sour Punch straws, and fucking the next day when I shit, I like wiped and got up and turned around and looked, and the water's like glowing indigo. I was like, oh fuck, better not eat so much blue candy.
Oh,
but that fucking, that brings up a thing, an old George Carlin bit. There's no blue food, not even blueberries. Those are fucking purple. That's his line exactly. There's no real blue food anywhere.
No, there isn't.
That's why we can't digest that blue dye shit. Blue is not meant to be eaten.
Well, and, like there's blood that's blue until it's exposed to oxygen. It's like nothing should be blue, except for maybe like a flower or a feather, like a superficial thing like that, like blue, you know what I'm saying? When oxygen turns blue to red.
I'm blue, da-da-dee-da-da-da. I bet if that came on in the car today, I would have let it play.
I'm fucking gay and I'm in heat.
I'm a dude and I don't like dicks and butts. I like tits and asses and big fucking mouths.
Yeah, we don't like them dicks and butts, Bush.
Elmino didn't make it, did he?
Yeah, but does Jeremy County really deserve for us to go argue on his behalf?
I'm not going over there. They can come over here. I'm fine with it. I'll do the whole Survivor Series thing with them if they want.
If we're going JC versus JC, I mean, sure, one's more of an asshole, but they're both pretty lame and boring.
Jeremy Country's growing on me. He's just one of those guys we had to get used to.
Well, I like Jeremy County, and I do not like the other asshole, but what I'm saying is, like, isn't he over there stirring the pot all by himself, and then they come over here?
Not really. He just came over and said, he's like, man, those guys over there sure like the scent for that chick, and then they all came over like, why are you talking shit about her? And that, like, proved his point. He wasn't really trying to talk shit, and he probably didn't really think people came over there.
Well, he talks
if you ever
shit
take
about
a look
him
over
whenever
there,
he wants. Who gives a shit? I mean, that's where I'm taking his side, because they're being queers about it.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, it's not like any of them really come over here except for a couple that you have blocked. Fucking. But if you look over there, we got a bunch of shit jumpers. Not really. Are over there
You got like your DBL and people like that that got to be in the middle of all squabbles and whatnot.
Dude, T-Bird has a thing. He does not show up anywhere until people start fighting, if you've ever noticed, and it's fucking hilarious to me. And he'll just sit there and poke at both sides.
I don't blame him.
It's funny. It's funny to me. That's why it gets you interested
in the sights.
Oh, it got me going today. I was like, hey, here's something we can fuck with for a few days, probably.
Oh, it is fun. I know. I've been wanting to unban Liger for years because that shit's hilarious.
I think he is unbanned. He just got talked into finally ignoring us, is what they all told him, but he doesn't. He still reads their shit. He just doesn't comment anymore.
No, he's not. He's banned as a motherfucker.
Oh, is he? I thought we unbanned him.
I tried, and when I got there, he was already unbanned, and then Zilla had a fit the next day and rebanned him. Like, he's the one.
I agree with the original ban because he needed to shut up for a couple days.
Well, everybody.
But, yeah.
Well, because they banned all of us for no motherfucking reason because we were telling Maddie to grow up.
That's why. That's right. That's why Zilla banned him. Because fucking they banned him for no reason. So he's like, well, they're not allowed on our site then.
That's his deal, I guess, probably, is they'll be banned unless he's unbanned. But to me, I don't care to be unbanned from their little queer creep site. But I wouldn't mind fucking having a little back and forth with Liger once in a while when I'm hammered.
I think I brought this up on the last podcast, and Damien had a post earlier in the week that was a Chris Jericho tweet arguing with a fan on Twitter. And, dude, I swear to God.
I saw that whole exchange.
He sounds just like Liger when he's typing on the internet. And it's not just that. I've noticed it for, like, the last 3 years. And at some point, either Chris Jericho became Liger or Liger actually became Chris Jericho. I don't know.
Liger,
but they heard the same fucking person.
He says, why don't you go fuck your ass? The guy critiques him and says he's been sucking in the ring, which is 100% true. And then Jericho's response is, why don't you go fuck your ass?
Yeah, something a Liger would say.
That's exactly
100%.
What it was.
You couldn't do half of what I do in the ring. That would be another follow-up that I could see Liger saying and Chris Jericho saying.
Yeah,
do you think
I was arguing with this dude about who could rap better, and he says he had more views on YouTube than me. Like, I don't have a fucking YouTube video.
Yeah. Fucking, on the Liger thing, do you think because Liger pretended to be Chris Jericho for so long that eventually he just naturally developed all his mannerisms, like, into real life?
Well, I think he's older than Jericho in real life. Start there. And he, the people that he idolizes are people he's always idolized since he was a kid in the 80s. With fucking...
Oh, yeah, I know.
And people who act just like him.
But his personality is so close to Jericho's, though. Like, so on point, like, at least typing on the internet-wise.
This motherfucker, he puts a thing that the David Lee Roth part of that dumb Motley Crue movie.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get along with the fool at the time. I'm not even saying nothing, but I fucking posted. I said, that was the stupidest fucking movie ever. And he says, yeah, well, either that or 8 Mile. Like, he's dissing me because have I ever mentioned 8 Mile in my fucking life?
You were like, I own both the Blu-ray and the HD DVD.
Yeah. And another thing, it was a stupid made-for-TV style documentary of Motley Crue. I got about 5 minutes into it before it was too stupid and phony. And, yeah, 8 Mile is a lot fucking better than that $5 fucking budget.
You still there?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I think you just faded out for a second. I don't know what it was.
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes when the screen goes off, this phone is weird like that.
Yeah, I think my laptop's like that. I keep moving the mouse just so I don't lose everybody. That's how I got to run the studio because fucking Blog Talk charges one cent per minute to fucking host now. And my phone company won't allow it. Blog Talk, maybe they took it away. They were the last time I was doing it. If I called in the host number, it would say my phone carrier does not permit this. And it, because it comes,
I can't
out.
Do it. I can't do
okay,
it on my
yeah,
phone
yeah.
plan, period.
That's because, yeah, it's because they charge a cent a minute. So if you're prepaid, it won't let you do it.
Direct Connect ain't so bad. I just got to remember not to actually do it on my daily use phone.
I do it on the laptop.
Yeah.
And then when the show starts, I put it on the headphones icon on mute, the host on my laptop, and then I just use my phone like normal and call in.
Well, I got to have two going because when I close the browser to look at my notes, I go mute.
Mute.
So
I don't know why it made
fucking,
me think of that. Oh, it's
so
mute.
I had to use one of my other phones that doesn't have my notes and shit on it, so I never had to.
Admit.
If I ever go away from the browser, it fucking goes off.
I got better. Dude, I need to watch that movie, Monty Python's and the Holy Grail. It's been a minute. And that shit
That's
always
not
cracks
even
me
the
up.
Best
Every,
movie.
Life of Brian's pretty good. I like that one. I really like Monty Python, but that's the first one I ever watched, so it's probably got like a deeper...
Well, everybody says
thing.
It's the best one because it's the best actual movie, I suppose. But fucking, and that was something completely different. And Life of Brian is a fucking are better.
Wait, Life of Brian you thought was better? It was good. It was great.
Life of Brian and
movie.
That, but my favorite one was, and that was something completely different.
If that was, like, it's not new, but it was like their newest or last movie maybe?
It was in the 80s. It was their last or second to last.
Okay. I think I remember that one. The one with like a bunch of weird characters.
It's
like overdone makeup and shit like that.
As a movie, it's a piece of shit. But I thought that had the best way to fuck out their Monty Python shit.
Okay. And some of their old skits are fucking amazing. There's fucking one I saw the other day. Or not the other. It's been a while. I think I posted it on OI before. What was it? Fucking, oh. The guy had an argument company, John Cleese, where people paid him to argue with them. And the guy comes in. He's like, all right, did you pay for the 5-minute argument or the hour-long argument? And fucking, I don't know, the whole thing starts off, and the guy goes, well, I didn't do, or you just said this. And he goes, no, I didn't. And that's all his arguments the whole time, our little shit like that. He's like, you're not even arguing. You're just saying this. He's like, no, I'm not. It just keeps pissing the guy off. You got to watch it. Then
so he's paying him, and he's not even good at it, but he's still frustrating.
Yeah, and then it's like a 5-minute bit, and then the end of it just has the big zinger. You should look that one up. It's a good one.
The Society for Putting Things on Top of Other Things.
Oh man, there's so many good fucking bits. Their comedy sketches are just, they're different because they're completely out there.
Well,
like,
yeah,
no
some
one
of
else
them
is
can
really
be pretty much not that good.
Yeah, there was a lot of bad ones too. But
it's
same 50, with every 50. Sketch comedy show for the most part. You know,
yeah,
people forget there were some
sketch,
bad Chappelle skits. And
well, Chappelle is pretty, but Chappelle almost doesn't
most
count.
Of them are pretty good. Yeah, but he only did 2 seasons.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was like more like, and he got shit going. He can literally just have Charlie Murphy and fucking Super Freak on his show. People, you know what I mean? It's like, oh,
yeah.
By the way, we'll just have Wu-Tang appear on the show. Like, that's cheating.
And DMX was on it.
Yeah.
He got like everybody. Yeah.
You don't really count as a sketch show with all them extra people, because that's kind of the reason sketch shows aren't all that good is the same 6 people trying to do sketches every fucking week.
Yeah. I watched the behind the scenes on the Monty Python shit, and it's rough to get through because the first episode is so boring and bad, and you think it's going to be terrible. And if you make it through the first episode, it gets really interesting when they start getting into their later skits and, like, actually start talking about their work and not how they got there. Because how they got there got a little boring. But once they got into their actual work and, like, how they thought of things and stuff,
well,
dude, it's so fucking cool.
And they're British, too, and they're fucking people who are a little bit unsung. So they probably said, well, if we're going to do a biography, it has to be our entire fucking lives to no end.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. At least the first episode. But then, yeah,
I could
once
see
they
them
into...
at that age saying it has to be that way so we don't have to do this ever again.
Yeah. And that, but once they got into the sketches and started going to the movies, the guy that played King Arthur was a huge drunk. And they actually had to kick him out of the group a couple times, and I maybe ended up staying that way. I don't know. But he would show up with, like, bottles of vodka hidden in his bags and shit, and by, like, halfway through the day of shooting, he's fucking shit-faced.
That's good shit there. See, and that's what you don't see. Because you think of Monty Python, even though they're wacky and out there, you don't think of them as, like, like, they probably fucking partied like rock stars, and you don't even think about that part.
Yeah, I think some of them did. I don't think John Cleese was a big party guy, but I'm sure he had his moments.
Well, it's a bunch of comedians. At least half of them were, you know, by just on math.
Yeah, and then John Cleese actually really wanted to play Brian in Life of Brian. And last minute, like, everyone decided, like, no, we're going to go with the King Arthur guy again. Like, he's more of, like, a main character face and all that shit.
It's, but they're right. They couldn't have got it better without him.
Yeah, and John Cleese was great as the Roman soldier, and I think he played a couple parts in that movie, actually.
Who's gonna, exactly. Who's going to play 8 other characters on the side?
Yeah.
You can't do it. It has to be Cleese.
Yeah. But, dude, there's a lot of things I love in that movie, but one of my favorite fucking things in that fucking movie is the ending song. when they're all on the crosses singing, you got to look on the bright side of life.
Always look at the bright side of life.
That's about to start being my podcast ending song.
Oh, yeah. I had it as not a ringtone or nothing, but I had it in heavy rotation for a while on my tunes.
Oh, yeah. Life's a piece of shit when you look at it.
I think those two movies are a little bit better just because I think they're a little fun. The funnier parts are better. You know what I mean? Their high end is better on those two movies compared to.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Holy Grail actually had two directors because they couldn't agree. And one guy was doing, like, a thing they never done before, like the cinematic shots and shit. That's what they would use on the cut scenes. And they're like, we never thought to do this stuff. And he brought that. But they argued about how his way of directing sucked for other parts of the movie. And that's why they used two directors the whole time.
Yeah. Let's say you know a goddamn person and you got to convince them to watch a Monty Python movie. That's the one you got to go with because it looks like a movie.
For sure. That the first time I ever watched them, I was probably 15 or 16. Just started smoking weed, and someone's like, oh, you got to watch Monty Python.
And people will disagree with me about something completely different because also a lot of it was stolen from old sketches, but a little different. Like the self-defense class where you have to defend yourself against somebody with a banana.
I don't remember like that one.
They're going through different weapons with it's the same drill sergeant and stuff, but it's a different actual sketch. And it's they steal the ending from the show, but the sketch is actually different. So how do you defend yourself? Different weapons and shit, and they're having dumb little arguments before the shit starts, you know, the way they do. And then, all right, and so the guy's got a banana, and he fucking shoots him, and then eats the banana.
Yeah, that's good fucking shit. Then,
it's one of the ones where it ended with the fucking 10-ton weight just blasting him out.
Oh. What the fuck did I just... I saw some weird shit yesterday. Oh, it was a TikTok that somehow made it to Twitter. There's these guys that do these Batman sketches on TikTok. It made it to Twitter, and they posted them all yesterday. And it's always, like, something stupid, like a guy smoking by a no-smoking sign, and Batman just shows up and starts beating the shit out of him. But the way they film Batman, it's like Batman's on top of the camera, punching the camera, like he's, and they have sound effects going. They have him, like jumping in the air and double-stopping him in the face, smashing him with a chair. Like, all for dumb shit, parking in handicap spots, stuff like that. It was pretty funny.
Well, that's the funny thing about old Batman comics. It would start out as just a simple robbery, and then it turned out that the Joker or the Penguin was the boss or whatever. But, yeah, it would easily be Batman making over-escalating it when he could have called the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah, turning it into the big event it turns into is because Batman fucked up his dudes so bad.
Yeah. Fucking hanging him upside down and punching him in the face and shit.
Well, that's why he's the coolest, because he don't have superpowers. His superpower is fucking anger.
Yeah. Fucking, what's your superpower? Childhood issues. Childhood trauma. I bet Pons could be Batman if you really wanted to, if you put the time in.
Nope.
have the attitude, but not anything else.
He could barely be stretch guy. We're Elastic Man.
Fantastic
Elastic
Force.
Man,
yeah,
is the best Queens is going to do.
Flame on.
Well, I'll just reach my head through. This helps at once every 38 episodes.
I would like, you know what I would like to see? Adult cartoon version of Fantastic Four. Like where Mr. Stretch every now and then, out of nowhere, like stretches through a doorway and like tickles fucking Invisigirl's tits and shit. Just weird shit like that. Like using their powers for fucked up shit. Johnny Flame being like a bachelor, banging everybody, doing coke.
Well, it would be good to do a show kind of like the show they already had that had a little bit of that, where they like lampoon superheroes. Like a cartoon, like Adult Swim thing. That would be
have the thing be the thing, and have it be like a pimp type character. Dude, I think we're onto something here. I think we got to make this movie.
Well, it's not even a new idea. They just can't. Obviously, Marvel and DC won't allow it to happen. But it worked great
dude,
with Space Ghost.
Yeah. And, dude, fucking think about this. Invisigirl, she's not invisible. Wait, she goes invisible, right? That's her power in that one?
I don't know.
I think so. I think she's invisible.
That sounds correct.
Instead of her actually being invisible, she's just such a plain and boring looking girl, no one ever notices she's there. So she thinks she's
yeah,
invisible.
Yeah. No, yeah. Like when it's time for her to hide, she actually takes off her fucking outfit.
Yeah.
Takes off her superhero outfit and just looks normal.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, we got to fucking, I'm going to run this by Paul and see if he can get it made.
Rock, we got to do the Rock guy.
Let's see it. We're about an hour into the show, I'm going to tell Ponce to go back and listen to this sometime around there.
He's on it. He's already listening, I'm sure.
Nah, he hardly ever does. He will if, like, someone says something in the thread, something we're talking about that he likes.
He said he liked Tony
that
Talk better, and I was pissed.
He knew what he was saying.
You motherfucker.
He knew he was trying to get to you. That's Pond's way.
The little raper.
It's funny, like, how pissed he'll get at people, but call people out for getting pissed so easily. Like the other day, like, oh, you like that dude that fucking says he beat his kids and shit if he didn't have weed? And he's like, fine, you judgmental fuckers, why don't you just ban me or block me, whatever. Like, that's immediately what he jumped to.
Yeah. Like, he's my ass, dude.
We're like, we're just saying, dude, we don't care what you think anymore. We know you now. There's no changing your mind ever.
Well, and he doesn't have to believe what he's saying to stand firm.
Nope, he doesn't. He just fucking stays that line. You can
I
have
love
fucking
corny bullshit. Like, if you're complaining that the show is corny and he has no other argument, he'll just say, I like garbage.
Yeah. And you can fucking, dude, even things that are real, you can have, like, 10 of the top physicists in the world all explain how all the laws and all the shit make it what they say, and he'd be like, no, you guys are wrong.
Oh, what is he, a Republican? Am I right?
Fuck, what else do we got to talk about?
Well,
the
this
Monty
is
Python
your bright idea. We got
yeah,
an hour
I
left.
I was kind of thinking, like, let's do a show. And then I kind of realized as I got closer to the show, I was like, oh, wait, I think it's my show. I got to run.
Well, you say you got to do the damn thing, and you were busy, so I hooked it up.
Yeah, you did.
It's not like I said, let's do it.
Oh, the host finally dipped, except for I'm still on the call. I had that stupid host on hold the whole time.
He's fucking fat.
But yeah, dude, I was rushing, dude. I was driving all day. I was getting tired and delirious. I was like, you know what I need to do? I need to have a tall, cold beer and fucking talk some shit.
And well, tell me about this plasma thing. Why you were working just a week ago and you're already having to do plasma?
I'm not working. I fucking, it's almost been a month now. I didn't plan on staying this long out, but
I left that place. Work for like a week. Yeah, now it makes sense.
No, I was saying vacation, calling it vacation, quotations, but no, I agreed with the dude because I know he's selling the place in like November that I'm out because fucking everyone kind of knew I was out and like weren't listening to me anymore and shit. I was like, this is fucking stupid. I was like, I'm peacing out.
Yeah.
He's like, all right. And he still gave me my bonus that he promised. Yeah, he still gave me my bonus he promised. And and I get to claim unemployment. So that's why I'm donating plasma. It's another way to make money and still get my unemployment.
Oh, I've had to do that before I accepted the job. It's like, I have to leave when I have to leave. You can't block my unemployment. That's been part of the deal for me before.
Yeah, but unemployment is less than I make, so I'm trying to find other ways. And this plasma shit,
no,
like,
it all makes
depends
sense
on the place.
Now,
yeah.
In my mind, you were working one day, and the next day you're at the goddamn plasma place. I'm like, well, Jesus
Christ. It does help people. You know how many fucking, like, drugged out fuckers, trailer trash people in there would be like, oh, and it really helps people. It's like, yeah, that's why you're here, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're here for that. And what you're doing, though, is eating the eggs and shit. You're trying to produce good plasma. You're not, at least while you're doing it, not a heroin addict.
Oh, yes. Oh, they were thorough on my first visit. Now it won't be as much, so we'll just check my vitals. But I had to do a full physical. And she made me get on the table and take off my socks. I was like, that's weird. She was checking in between my toes and shit to see if I had track marks.
Well, because, like, that's what they need.
Yeah. So,
they probably saw you and saw fucking dollar signs themselves.
Yeah. So, fucking, anyway, this place... every place is a little different. And normally they have, like, the first few times you get paid more. This one is your first 8 visits, you get $100. And so you can go twice a week. So in a month I can make $800.
Yes.
Hold on a second. I got a question here. This is actually some good... podcast talk. Fucking my buddy wants to know what's in my homemade tartar sauce. I feel like there's
this is great fucking material here.
Oh yeah, it's mayo, cream of tartar. You gotta use a bunch of that shit. The more you use of it, the sweeter it is, so you kinda gotta balance it. It's a spice called cream of tartar. You mix it in the mayo, add allspice, a little diced onion, a little diced dill pickle, and sometimes my mom will, like, put in mashed up hard-boiled eggs in it, which is, I like it, and I don't sometimes. I don't usually use the eggs. But, yeah, making your own tartar sauce is so fucking good, and that's all you need. Mayo, allspice, cream of tartar, onions, dill pickle, and you just learn how to mix it all up good. Like, just don't overkill it on the cream of tartar and just keep adding more until it's
you
like
don't
as
put
sweet
like
as
a
you
little
want
sour
it.
Cream in there?
Nope. Just cream of tartar, allspice, mayo. That's it. And then pickles and onion.
I'm not a real tartar sauce guy, so I've never really thought of it much.
Well, around here, everyone eats fucking perch because Lake Erie gets a lot of that. So fucking,
oh, yeah. Well, I eat
the fried fish.
I'm
better on
a,
fried fish.
I'm more of a tomato-y fish cocktail guy.
Okay. On fried fish, I'm a tartar sauce. Anything else, I like just spices and lemon juice, like fucking mahi-mahi and shit like that.
Well, and that's true, I guess. Like, if I'm getting a fried fish, it's probably at a restaurant. Like, if it's a fish I'm eating at home, it's probably...
Yeah, we always fry perch here. It's always fried. So that and walleye,
yeah.
Those are both good with tartar sauce.
Well,
I gotta text them back
well,
here.
Well, I do them perch. They're so small around here, you kind of just eat them. You don't even dip them. Cook them in a shitload of butter, fry them up good, and then you don't even dip them. They're tiny.
Like I'm texting this dude back.
Like a big
What's
fucking
that?
Derby winning perch weighs like a pound around here. Which I know you can catch millions of them, but a lot of times the whole fillet is just bite size. You hardly ever even dip perch around here. In anything.
Yeah, and they're almost, we cut them, the fillets almost bite, well, they're probably like 2 or 3 bites. And, but yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking tartar sauce them fuckers. And we got special spices we throw in the breading and all that. It's fucking, in Toledo it's a big thing. Everything around Lake Erie, everyone knows how to fry some perch.
Well, I'm from Alaska, and it's always, I think because from eating crab and like white cooked fish like that, like a good white fish out of the ocean is really good out of the fridge the next day without even, or the crab, you don't even serve it hot. You put it in the fridge with ice first. And
what kind of crab?
King crab, Dungeness.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cream crab, I didn't know. I had snow crabs, and it was cold, and I wasn't a fan, but I never had king crab cold.
Well, snow crab's not always good anyway.
That's probably why. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it when I was at some fancy seafood
crab.
Restaurant.
Yeah, a good meaty, chunky one, we actually chill it off and then use a tomato type of cocktail sauce, so it just became... what I got used to, most likely, because I just like tomato-y on the fish instead of the tartar.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to crab, I'm going with the butter sauce, usually.
Because it's hot.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you told me it's cold. Yep.
Yeah, we chill the crab first, and then it goes really good with a cold, like, you know, like a tomato, regular cocktail style.
My mom used to make some good Velveeta cheese dips with, like, artificial crab meat in it and shit, now that I think about it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Weird
well,
shit.
That, too. If you want to do some hot crab with butter and extra bullshit, just use the fake crab from the store. Yeah.
I remember one time I was fucking... I went to, like, one of those Mongolian things, barbecues, where they all use these giant skewers to cook it in front of you. Like, you put all the food you want in a bowl, and then they just throw it on the grill and cook it in front of you. And the one dude, fucking, I was putting artificial crab meat in it. I had steak in there and a bunch of other shit, too. And fucking, I throw some artificial crab meat in it, and the guy across from me looks at me, he's like, you know that's artificial, right? I'm like, what?
Well, and all it is a cod. It's just a cod fish too. It's not like, it's not actually artificial. It's just not crab.
Yeah. Like, I know there's protein in it.
No,
and it tastes good.
Fish.
I like it.
It's polished fish and like some paste to, like, you know, cornmeal type whatever paste to keep everything stuck together. There ain't much to it. It's not. It's seafood. It ain't crab.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you make a spicy stir fry with steak and artificial crab meat, they go pretty good together.
Well, that's why the artificial crab is good. It's actually made out of the same fish they make cheap fish out of at a restaurant or fucking fish sticks.
You like fish sticks?
In my mouth.
I feel like those are pretty good cast.
I'm from Alaska.
I was saying, I feel like this has been a pretty good cast and no one's hanging out in the thread. I was disappointed on those nights.
Well, some of the times when I've had nobody in the thread is when they were just listening to the show and there would be a lot of listeners.
Huh.
I'm not saying that's the case right now. But
we sprung the podcast last minute and shit too. But
You just do them every couple of weeks, and you don't catch everyone by surprise every time.
Yeah, that's the thing. I need to get on a schedule, and I don't want to set one now because I got to look for a new job, so I don't know what it's going to be and shit like that. And then I'm trying to drink way less, and I like drinking on the podcast. And I have some nights of the week where I drink to play video games with my buddies online, so I have to find the mix of the two, like maybe just 2 days a week.
Yeah, actually, it's my only drinking thing, except when I go fucking hunting with my fucking buddy, but...
He's got three kids now. One is, I think, still less than a year old. The other one's like fucking 3 or 4, and the other one's like 6 or 7, and he's fucking autistic. So he's got his hands full. He can't ever leave or go out. So that's what we do. We get on Xbox, put on our headsets, and we start drinking beers, and like, there's some nights where we're doing this, like we're just sitting in a fucking pause menu talking, laughing and drinking and smoking. And then we're like, oh, we want to play a game now. So it's that kind of thing. I'm trying to get him on the podcast. He's been on before and he enjoys doing it, but he feels like he has to warm up. Like he wants to just sit quiet for a minute and then jump in periodically. I'm like, do it. That's fine. Just fucking call in. Be better than El Nino.
Well, you should be able to live stream you guys doing that shit for like a half hour. It could be a segment.
We could, but that's the thing. Like when we're playing games, we're not always playing games.
Well,
I guess
we can
know
you were on. I'm just saying, here's the part of the show where these two fucking video game assholes fucking talk their shit and then do that for a little while.
Yeah. You know what? We actually could do a podcast on fucking Twitch and you guys all join the party and we're talking and then every once in a while we're like, all right, man, we're going to play the game.
The whole thing needs to be moved over to Twitch, yo.
Is that like how people do podcasts now? It is free.
Well,
it is free.
It's free as fuck. And I noticed it must be the easiest way to get 10 people on the same fucking podcast because they do it.
Yeah, well, I think they use Discord, but it's easy on a laptop or a phone to connect.
I don't mind doing it.
Yeah, it's easy because it's actually better on Discord. It's just we're too lazy.
I'm not the one who can't get to figure shit out. I'd figure it out.
I know. I'm just saying me and Schleves are too lazy to fucking do it. We use Xbox Live Chat still. But Discord is better because you can actually go into the settings and adjust your mic, your headphones, what sound, like you have fucking, you know, the equalizers and shit
on
that you can fuck with. I know, but they use Discord chat while they're on Twitch. That's how they're
to get
all
everyone
connected
on there. That's the way. That's how you get everyone onto the channel.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Yeah, everyone gets on the Discord channel, and you broadcast it on Twitch. You like your game.
Well,
and all your audio.
I got no.
Yeah. Yeah.
For that matter, I got no problem Borg bombing the secret Discord. I just don't do it because every time I did, it was lame and boring and not my favorite pile of shit.
The OI Discord? Is that thing still around?
I don't know.
It was kind of on there for a minute, but
I know
it was pretty much
on creepy Discord. Because being out in public and just saying the shit to everyone's face isn't their way.
Yeah. Everyone talks about, like, our secret podcast chats. It's like, yeah, so we can plan shows and stuff. That's what we use it for.
Well, I fucking... Hey, you know what? At least if you're fucking on there talking a little shit, you're planning on saying it to everyone.
Yeah. And that's what we do.
I do quite the opposite of the fucking keeping it a secret part. Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah. Where there's some squirrely spy taking screenshots and posting them for everyone to see.
Well, but that's all public. I'm allowed to do that.
No, I'm saying that's what happened on LU or Lounge and Underground, whatever. They had a secret Discord and someone took screenshots. Yeah. Fucking someone sent screenshots to that Ash chick on the other site showing what Johnny Cocaine said about her. She didn't freak out as much as I would have. Ash chick.
Well,
Ashley.
Well, because remember how she got fucking torched? And she's just a poor Canadian girl who doesn't need to be in the middle of all this. And she fucking, I think she decided she's not going to overreact to anything anymore. Because she's not used to, like, she's in the middle of this shit. Or you see any other women in the middle of it, you know what I mean?
And, the fact that she disowned Liger, I kind of want to invite her to our site now. I'm like, this is your first step to recovery.
I tried to unban everybody. They've been banned a long time. I've long ago had gotten over being banned from their dumbass site because I don't fucking care. I could easily go do an alt and be that way. I just don't give a shit. And
the one time I went to their site, so do you remember a guy over there named KFC Owens?
Yeah.
And he always had the chicken That's with the nice. Flag?
Yeah.
So back when he was on OI before they made RTW, he asked me how I was making the GIFs because I was making GIFs like adding words to them and shit. And I showed him the website and told him how to do it. He's like, "All right, sweet man, thanks." Never seen him again because RTW was formed soon after that, and he went with them. And one day, someone posts a link to it in our thread, and I click on it, and it's Liger and Patrick talking about how much of a fag I am. And then that KFC Owens, who I have not talked to since I helped him out, says, yeah, he's a huge flamer, and posts a GIF that he made that's making fun of me. I was like, I showed you how to fucking do that, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's why I hate your man.
He's not
one
so bad.
Fucking...
He was a kid back then. He's
one
fucking
day
come around.
I'm fucking... No, one day, me and Liger are going back and forth. Me and Jermaine are supposed to be cool. And then Jermaine jumps in there and disses me on Liger's behalf in a chicken shit-ass way for no fucking reason.
Yeah, like, Jermaine was, he did jump on the Liger team for a minute, but he's completely off it now.
He can suck my balls. He don't ever goddamn... Yeah, he don't know no better. He's German.
Dude, you know what?
No,
every single person almost that used to see me argue with Liger. This is before you even joined OI. Fucking would always be like, come on, he's not that bad, blah, blah, blah. I was like, dude, he's a fucking asshole. He's a weird fucking dick. And fucking I stuck to my shit. And years later, everyone fucking finally started turning on him. And now even his own people at RTW, I'm like, I told you fuckers. Told you the whole goddamn time.
It didn't take me very long.
Yeah.
But
only Dip, because Dip doesn't read threads on me. Like, I remember the moment I decided I hated him. What happened?
I decided I hated him when he was looking for some gift. And at that time, y'all were hating on him. I wasn't quite sure why. I was new in town. And somebody posted a gift, but we couldn't repost it on our phones. Somebody, back then, on a computer, you could do something bigger, a GIF or something.
Okay.
Somehow, it was too big for the guy, or for him to do, anyway. So I posted a smaller fucking version so he could have it. And he says, oh, thanks, man. I know I can always count on you. And says some corny shit like that. Like, that's when I knew I don't like this motherfucker. They're right about it.
I started having my things with him, and I kind of kept it bottled up and fucking didn't say much till one day he pissed me off and we got into it. And fucking there was this whole thing with fucking
you do it.
Yeah, the internet drama. And fucking finally I was like, all right, because he's trying to make peace and shit, or everyone's trying to make us make peace. So I'm like, fine, all right, truce, nothing. And he's like, all right, we're good. So the next day, this is back when we're on the discuss channels and anyone can make a thread. The next day I wake up and he made a thread with about three paragraphs pretty much subtly saying how I was the asshole and he did nothing wrong. And that right when I read that, my first comment was like, dude, fuck you forever. And I never liked him again.
He thinks he's such a poet that he can do that and everyone else knows, but you don't.
He's like, I'm not saying it's all your fault. I even said some things are my fault. I was like, dude, look how you worded it. Like, Diener started it, and I may have said some things I shouldn't have. Like, the whole thing is like
but
that.
He's
like,
fat.
It was all my fault.
And maybe, you know, my shirt's untucked.
So that's how the whole epic saga of me and him started. But even like when these new guys came, like T-Bird and DDL and a few others, like they came when I was in a peak rivalry again with Liger. He had just come back and we're talking all sort. And one night we're arguing all fucking night and T-Bird and a couple other people were telling me to calm down and all that shit. Then 2 days later, fucking Liger and Ash go off on Bish for saying the loose booty thing or something. And fucking
loose
now
booty,
all of a sudden
Liger and anal Ash, which was hilarious.
Yeah, and now all of a sudden it was cool for everyone to hate Liger, but it was just another instance where I'd be like, I fucking told you fuckers. I fucking told you. You didn't fucking listen.
Well, people go with that peace side to balance us assholes out. And, you know, sometimes they're fucking wrong. Sometimes there's no excusing it.
Yeah. And we are assholes too, and we don't mind when people call us that, but you just got to acknowledge when we call out other assholes.
Well, I think people are still under the impression that they can grow the site and it's over. That's not happening.
There ain't no grow the site. Yeah, we're just, dude, we've been around for 7 years. We talked about everything. Like, we have
our
to just literally sit around.
Our 2% per year clip of growth, that's it forever.
Yeah, we pretty much have to sit around on the site and wait for something new to happen that we can talk about, because we talked about everything. Everyone's talked about every subject that ever exists.
They're doing it backwards, yo. Don't run off the 15 people that still like to chat there.
Yep.
Fuck your growth.
Yeah, dude, I remember when the the peak of our podcast, I was hitting like fucking 30, 40 listeners on some shows. Some of them I even got 60 when I really pissed some people off on other sites.
I only ever got
back when EXO was around.
Supporting Maddie.
I got 100 my first fucking erotic reading one, but in the fucking tags you can put making the show, I did erotic fiction and a bunch of shit like that, and I'm wondering if that got random people to listen to it, because I hit like, it was like 120 listeners or something that day.
I was trying to do the million tags to see if I get views out of it, and I forgot to put fucking trailer swelsy.
Oh, fuck. I think I have heard the trailer, but I don't think anyone's
I've
used the swelsy yet.
I assumed you made up the swelsy part or that somebody you knew, but I knew that wasn't the real meme, but I had to ask since you knew.
Yeah, I think I heard trailer some bitch on a morning radio show, but yeah, swelsy, I definitely made up that part of it, and it makes sense. Because you fucking use...
Well, I knew that part was probably something you either made up or heard around town, because there's no way. But trailer, I saw that, spelled out that way, too. That cracked me up.
Fucking, that shit's hilarious to me. I forgot. Or no, I got lazy this week. Fucking, I was going to make a Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce featured thread. I still got to do that. I might do that tomorrow. Just because it will annoy everybody.
I think I had a hand in Taylor Mania by starting the Taylor versus Paige argument.
Dude, I feel like I may have started the whole Kevin James meme movement.
Oh,
not
well,
really, but...
I actually, that came across my mind because... Like, I've seen things where there's nowhere it could have come from but the thing I started, or I know the guy that started that, you know. And it came across my mind that you might have.
No, I just was the Pons Blart Mall Cop, and then all of a sudden, it just happened in the last couple of weeks, all
but
over
that's
Twitter.
That's what I mean.
That was Kevin James, that I know you weren't
just getting in on it.
Yeah.
You could claim that you did and no one could say you didn't.
Yeah, I was ahead of it because it just hit Twitter like a week or two ago and now everyone's gone nuts with it.
And people, it was still lingering around OI a little bit even before it went everywhere else. It's not like we even forgot about it in between. I could say that you
did start
the fucking Kevin James thing.
If I was Liger, I would surely as fuck say I started it.
The shit does spread out. Fucking punch board talk into Google right now. There's other things that'll get you, you know, there's probably other things that'll get you to come up. Clowning Kevin James and a few things you fucking did, you know?
And a bunch of these guys on our sites, they all go to other wrestling sites, which get on Twitter. Every wrestling fan gets on Twitter now, too, apparently. And fucking,
well,
yeah. So,
and
100%,
I
started the
shit.
Kevin James movement.
I know, I steal shit and put it on my Facebook.
I don't have a Facebook.
Other people put Facebook crap on Discus, but I know I still a good, because I don't go on Facebook and go, oh, I'm sure enjoying the weather today. Does everyone like my hat? I don't do that. I do basically the same thing, but maybe one every two or three times a week, that, you know, the perfect one. And I usually yank those off of here.
Dude, I know something we can talk about, those fucking VHS movies. Have you ever seen any of them?
Seems like I watched the first one, but I can't remember nothing but that dumb movie where the video store workers make a movie.
No,
but
that's
I've seen the first one.
Jack Black movie.
Yeah,
The first one, I think, has to do with a VHS tape that keeps getting passed around. And every time someone
I'm saying,
plays it,
I know
it shows
I've
enough.
Seen it, but...
Yeah, it shows like a short, creepy movie. They're all different stories, but they're all like crazy and unique in their own way, at least the first one. But apparently there was two more after that. Schlieb said the second was good and the third sucked. And then they made the 1999, the 1994, and now the 85 one. So apparently there's like six of them. But I know the first two are good for sure. Dip claims the 99 and 94 ones were good, so I'm going to have to get on Shudder and check out part two and those year-numbered ones, I guess. Because those are, if they're like the first one, I thought it was very cool and unique, like how there was constant difference. It was almost like a Twilight Zone, like quick little fucking 15-minute movies or something.
We need something like that. Well, you guys told me the fucking new Black Mirror sucked.
Yeah, it did. It blew ass, like, harder than the last season, even.
I thought the last season was as expected. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, but, like, the fucking Space Commander dude that was on Breaking Bad, that episode was pretty good. There was good episodes, but they weren't, like, I think the first three seasons I really liked, maybe the fourth, too. But the first two seasons were definitely the best by far.
But it had a Twilight Zone-y type of thing, and you don't get that anymore. It's let's watch you saw off your ankle, or scare you with a scary doll, or this or that, and there's no actual eeriness like a spooky thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Twilight.
Yeah, that's why
like
I like
Twilight Zone.
Yeah, that's why I like a lot of the older demonic and alien movies and shit. There's like that creepiness, mysterious factor. And now when you reveal the monster too early or how powerful they are too early, it's no good. You have to have the slow build. That's why I really like some people not so much, but the first Paranormal Activity, I was a huge fan of. That movie freaked me out. I don't know if it was the mood I was in or what, but I thought it was a perfect slow build to how the crazy ending happened, you know?
I never saw it.
Oh, dude, you got to watch it. Watch the first one. That's
oh, yeah,
it.
Definitely.
Two might be okay. I don't know if it's on HBO. You'll have to look it up. But it might be because it's Halloween season.
Well, I can get anything. I decided to get HBO because everybody's got a free month, and I never used my HBO one before, and I wanted to watch that football documentary, BS High.
Oh, that was nuts, dude. That dude is the biggest piece of shit I've ever seen in my life, like actually seen, you know? Like, holy fuck. The dude had no remorse. He was stealing from kids. Taking their social security numbers to pull out loans in their name.
I forgot about that. Even most people would at least sit there and pretend to cry about it and pretend they were sorry. And he was indignant.
Yeah, he's laughing about it. He was laughing about shit. Like when they whooped that dude's ass that was robbing his car and they fucked him up. And the kids were talking about how fucked up it was. The one kid quit the team and went home after that. And fucking he's sitting there mocking the dude like, he was good. It's fucked up. There were so many of them. Like making fun of him crying and shit.
Well, we're talking about while it's going on, he's fucked up. He's on a ride. But after the fact, on film, fucking pinned to the wall, this is what you did on film. And he's still being that way? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, denying shit that they got full hard proof they're laying. He's like a pawn. He's like if pawns was into football.
Yeah. He's the prunes of fake high school coaching. You know, I'm so glad that those goddamn idiots got their ass kicked on TV. But how dumb was he to ever go on TV? They'd probably still be getting away with it today.
Yeah, it was cool they got their ass kicked, but I felt bad because there was like seven dudes that were actually the right age and thought they were, but they weren't even practicing. They weren't getting fed right. Like they
well,
said, they
all,
would go to practice and they wouldn't even make
editing.
Them run.
I think that's all
What's
in
that?
Editing. Not the practice part, but the part where some of the kids didn't know. There's
oh,
no
I,
way anyone.
I,
that school ran
probably,
for 3 years.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they knew there was older players on the team, but there was, like, those kids that were the actual age. Like, they were still fucking 17, 18, 19 years old, which is fine.
These were kids that
but,
did not get a scholarship, and they were all just glad to be there playing some football.
Not all
they
of them. Some
older.
Of them were... Some of them were only, like, just going in their senior year. Or, you know what, a lot of them were, it was like an extra year after their senior year. But that's even okay
really?
For the most part. But the guys that are, like, 2 or 3 years past, yeah, that was fucked up.
Oh, well, yeah, I saw where he did dirty. But those kids, I mean, that sucks for them. At least they got to go back to normal life in their senior year and shit. But those fucking kids that thought they were getting prepped for college were fucked.
Oh, yeah, like that one kid got accepted to Grambling to play for Hugh Jackson, and fucking they told NCAA told him no because he played at that school. That's fucked up.
Yeah, like, can't they give a guy make a guy just earn some credits on doing a couple quizzes or something in that situation,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, he still graduated and all that, but the NCAA wouldn't let him in because he went to that school. And it was
What's
like a fucking...
Him?
That's because NCAA sucks. Fucking they had...
Oh,
there was a
they,
receiver...
Probably would have never mattered except the guy went too far being on ESPN. It probably would have never... They probably would have loved
oh, yeah,
to have
probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
For sure.
Yeah, before it was blown up to where it was a news story, they'd have loved to grab him up. Because I learned that this ain't the only school doing that.
Yeah, but to this extent was
nobody's doing
crazier.
This much. No.
Yeah, like they didn't even have an actual building to go to school at.
But it's not the only kind of fake school that's just like a
yeah.
college for high school
yeah, like
football
even that
players.
Even that school that whooped their ass on ESPN, like, the rumors are, like, fucking the teachers do all their work for them and shit like that, but...
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's a lot of that kind
yeah.
of fake school for
yeah,
athletes.
But they're
like
actual schools. Yeah, they actually have classrooms and training staff, so when their players get injured, the moms don't have to come over and be like, are you okay? That
no,
shit was
yeah.
fucked up.
More like dumb kid school for football players is what I'm talking about, which is very similar. No, this guy did more than that, though. Anybody should watch. Anybody should watch that who's listening. Even Bass, break away from your little fantasy world and watch a thing that happened, documented. You can sit there and even make a, huh?
Yep. I was just saying the name, DSI. Everybody watch it. It's a must
watch.
You have to watch it.
Bass, you never watch
yeah.
what we tell you to watch.
Well,
I watch what, and I take Bass's recommendations, not on his dumbass podcast and shit, but on fucking music videos. Music videos take Bass's recommendations every time.
I don't listen to a lot of the same music he does and shit. I'm not even huge into rap or especially the Memphis
yeah.
rap. It never really caught me.
Well, yeah, I know. I didn't mean you.
But yeah, I see what you're saying.
Pardon, he got that. If you want to... Something where even if they ain't the best rappers, the beat is so fucking good, it gets you through the day. That's all I need.
Because I'll be laughing and I like something like an instrumental when I'm driving around sometimes. I just drive around and try to rap on it.
You ever listen to Ray-Ban Visions?
Who?
It's the song is called Ray-Ban Vision, dude. It is one of the funniest rap songs I've ever heard in my life. So, yeah, you have to Google Ray-Ban Vision and fucking the Monty Python Argument Company skit.
Oh, you got to watch.
Or you know what? Next podcast, I'll just have Ray-Ban Vision ready to go for you. I love that fucking song. It cracks
post,
you up.
Post
the
link. Post
all
the
right.
YouTube
I'll
link
see.
For the fucking Monty Python thing. I'll definitely watch it, but I'll forget what the fuck it's called.
I'm trying to Google it. Argument sketch. Yep, argument.
Well,
clinic.
You have
there
to watch. You have to watch, and that was something completely different.
I think I have before, but not all the way through, so I'll give it another try.
It's probably not your favorite, but you need to listen for the best lines. Because I'm saying it might be their worst movie ever, but I'll say their best funny parts are their funniest shit. And that's what the way I would look at a movie like that, since it's silly anyway, you know?
Yeah. All right, I posted it at the top of the thread for you, so you can watch it after the show.
But that's why everybody loves Life of Brian and goddamn Holy Grail, because they look like real movies. The rest of the movies look stupid, like a long-ass episode of Monty Python. I feel like they had one more really good movie.
I don't think I've watched it, but I've heard of Flying Circus, but is that just the fucking TV show with the skits? Or was that
That's
a movie?
That's just a TV show.
Okay, I have seen that one. Then.
Well, no, it's, I believe Monty Python is just short for Monty Python's Flying Circus, actually.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. God damn it. What an idiot.
We're here. I'm going to Google the movie, because I just feel like there's one more really good cinema one that we're missing. Not just a silly one like that was something completely different. Monty Python movies. Monty Python, Life of Brian, something completely different. Meaning of Life. God damn it. The Meaning of Life is fucking good.
Yeah. I got to watch that again. I barely remember that one. That's another. Yeah, because it's like.
Shit, I think I put that one above Holy Grail. I don't know. That's just because they're all so good that Holy Grail's barely in my top five. But that's my sense of humor. I just like the most outlandish jokes and the most over-the-top shit, even though it's definitely, and that was something completely different. It's definitely their worst movie. 100%. If I was to recommend Monty Python to somebody that don't listen to it or watch it, that wouldn't be the one I would pick. There you go. This is fucking stupid.
I'm curious to how my plasma donating will go tomorrow. It's not till 1 in the afternoon, so I think I'll be all right. But every time, like, I don't have to get the physical again where they check me for track marks and shit. But fucking, they have to check your vitals. They have to check how much iron's in your blood, what your protein's at, and what your hydration's at, and your blood pressure. And, like, so, like, if I go, I can't smoke a cigarette, like, after an hour before I need to be there.
Because of blood
Otherwise,
pressure?
My blood pressure. Yeah, my blood pressure might get too high. That's what I heard from people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No,
so,
I'm sure.
And even there, if they take your vitals, they'll take your vitals and you have to go sit down for a few minutes so they call you. If you go outside, you don't get to donate that day because they know you smoked a cigarette and they already took your vitals and now you're fucked. And you just fucked up their whole shit.
You know what, dude?
So,
keep donating it and just hope you never need it, dude.
It comes back in like 2 days. You can donate twice a week.
No, you're good. You're good. I heard you get better, stronger, cleaner shit because you donate.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying don't ever need it because sounds like they're vetting out junkies. It's not because you had a cigarette. It's because it's signs of other shit. You know what I mean?
No, it's the blood pressure. Like, I talked to someone else that did it, and they're like, yeah, when I smoke a cigarette 15 minutes before I go, sometimes I fail blood pressure, and they just have me go wait in the chair for, like, a half hour, and then they check again.
Well, here's what I'm saying. If there was no such thing as a narcotics addict, they wouldn't need those regulations.
Well, they check for track marks. You have to pass all the physicals and all that shit.
That's what
and
I'm
they
saying.
They
it's
check
not
your
blood,
blood
pressure. It's roundabout ways of testing for drugs.
Yeah, I guess
why
so.
They have to do it. It's not because you've had a few beers.
Yeah. Well, they say don't come in hungover because if you're not hydrated, it takes a long time. It takes like 45 minutes, like on average. I think mine only took like 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I made sure I was hydrated. I read. And then you're supposed to eat a bunch. Then you're supposed. I got some Pedialytes in my fridge for the morning, in a smart water.
Drink responsibly. My Norm MacDonald joke. Drink responsibly, because you know what no one ever does responsibly? Heroin. No, you're good. Do all that shit you're doing. You'll be fine. They're doing that to vet. I'm just saying, if everyone would just drink beer all the time and there's no such thing as junkies, they wouldn't even have to do all this crap.
Yeah, well, no, it's not just for that thing. It's for my safety, too. But if I go in and they say I'm hydrated enough, because she explained it to me, she's like, so your protein level's a little high here, but usually it's like within the range still. It's a little high. It probably just means you're not as hydrated as you could be.
Yeah,
all that
poor
shit,
Dean's
so.
Gonna die from getting his plasma took. They have to do all that to mask the fact that they're keeping the junkies out.
Well, yeah, and to make sure they ask you if you like had sex with prostitutes, if you fuck gay dudes and shit like that. Like, they have to make sure you don't have hepatitis and AIDS and all that shit too.
They're like, come on, sure you do.
But I guess, oh, that's another thing. Yeah, the first time you donate, because how it works is it pumps the blood out of you. It spins it in a machine. It spins the plasma out and puts your blood back in you. So it's not like when you donate blood where you're all lightheaded and dizzy. You get all your blood back. You just lose the plasma, it is a little weird feeling, but if you just eat a lot of protein after, you get back pretty quick. And but what they do the first time you go, they do take a vial from you, and they send it to a lab just to check everything. And they even had a guy while I was in there. Like, he came back for like a second time. Like, last time we had some things we found in your blood we were curious about. And then they took him in the back room, and I don't know what happened.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If everybody was a guy like you, they wouldn't have any regulations because your shit's fine on a regular daily basis.
I think they used to drug test for weed, and now they don't anymore. I'm not positive on that.
They probably just extract it because it's so common. They probably just found a way around it, you know what I mean?
It's basically legal everywhere now, too, for the most part.
Well,
it
wouldn't really be a law thing with that. It probably is an issue, but they figured out a way around that because what do you do? Everybody smokes fucking weed.
Yeah, and it's not like what is there, weed in your plasma? I doubt it. Maybe
well,
a little
I'm
in your
that's
bloodstream.
Probably what they do. They probably
they,
just take
the
weed
thing.
Out.
They don't take your red blood cells. All your red blood cells go back into you. And I think that's what
we
would stick
to, back.
I'm guessing.
Well, they probably take a lot of blood. How much blood do they take?
What is it, 800-something? 800 milliliters, maybe? Does that sound
What's
right?
That? That's a pile, like a gallon?
Well, the vial they take is just a tiny little vial. Like, you can make between your thumb and your index finger the length of it, like a test tube.
But the blood that goes out and back in, how much is that?
It was 800, I'm guessing, milliliters. I don't know. Because they showed me the number.
That's why they got to do it that way, because you can't take that much blood out of people.
Maybe. Well, I know what she's like. The nurse explained it to me when I was getting the physical because I asked about it because it was last Thursday. Was it Thursday?
Nurses scare me. I got big old veins. I never shot up for nothing. And I'm a big boy, and they still miss.
They got me good the first time. It was fine, but I read the reviews online. I read a couple other places. They're like, staff sucks, blah, blah, blah. This one had at least the most people, like, staff's amazing. And I went in, and sure enough, like, they were super helpful, but like you said, because I think they knew I wasn't a druggie, so they were trying to help move me along.
Yeah, if they knew exactly this is, if they just took you as an example, say anything that's this good or better, they would not have to do any oversight. All that would be knocked out. They're getting around these heroin addicts and shit.
Yeah. So anyway, like, plasma, anything you give, your body regenerates in like 2 days. But sometimes a little slower. That's why they only let you do it twice in a week.
What I heard was that you get new clean shit, though, actually, and it's better plasma.
Well, that's sweet. And on top of that, like when you donate blood and give blood, I guess it actually takes you like 56 days to regenerate all those red blood cells they took from you.
How long?
Like 56 days or something to get all the red blood cells back that you gave out when you give blood. But when you give plasma, you get it all back so you don't get lightheaded or not. Like maybe a little while you're giving it. Once you have it all back, you're good to go. You feel a little off, but it's not like after you give blood.
When I was going to get juice, testosterone, the first time they jabbed me to get some blood out, they tried and tried and tried. They're like, it's like mud. Like, you got to hydrate. I had to drink water. And I've been on a better habit of it ever since then. But since I saw that, holy shit, I'm that dehydrated all the time. I didn't realize it.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. They lay you on one of those big curvy beds so you're all comfortable. And you just kind of lay there for a half hour. And, like, they have a pad on your arm while the IV's in. And when it gets tight, you're supposed to squeeze the stress ball, or you can just make it fist. I did the stress ball just because it made it tighter. And I was watching the people around me because you can see the numbers on your screen. Like, it counts down from 800. When it gets to zero, you're done. And I was dropping faster in the numbers, like, because when you're not squeezing the ball, the number's not going down because the pressure loosens up on your arm and they tell you don't squeeze the ball then. And I think that's when it's pumping the blood back into you. And then it tightens up and you start squeezing the ball again. And I'm watching I was like racing the people around me. Like, this dude started 200 ahead of me. I'm almost got him. But they said, if you're not hydrated, it takes longer. And I seen the bitch across from me. She was like some white trash bitch causing a problem. Like, I only like this nurse to touch me. And I don't know why it's taking this long. It's never done this before for me. And they're asking her what she ate, if she drank the night before and shit. She's like, I do what I always do.
That was a little, like, I miss that kind of shit, being back in the little town. Like, that's what it was like in the office when I go to do physical therapy from the fucking job injury. Fuck yeah. I get to hear all that kind of bullshit. Yeah. That's good shit. I always go to the city, you know, at least every couple of years for a while. I haven't been able to for a couple of years. Fucking, yeah, I need to get out there this winter just for that part. That shit's hilarious.
Dude, people are getting bitchier and bitchier. Like the other day, I was in fucking Popeyes maybe a couple of weeks ago, and this lady comes busting in, and she was just in the drive-thru. She's like, I ordered 12 wings, and I only got 9. I paid for 12, and I only got 9. That's fucked up. And, like, she's, like, getting all mad at him. I was like, bitch, they made a mistake. And they even came back. They're like, here, we gave you an extra 12-piece. And yeah. She's like, that's right, that's right. Like, still had fucking attitude. And she was like, bitch, they just fucking hooked you up. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I have, believe me, I have problems with my local McDonald's and shit like that, but this is
I don't call, I don't fucking go back or nothing, I'm just like, ah, I was the off guy today, you know, because they always got to fuck up at least
one to three orders a day.
You're
a little behind me, because
yeah.
I'm 44
and
years old, I check my bag before I drive off now.
I do sometimes, but sometimes I'm in a rush and I forget. And I will say this, it's gotten worse and worse, and now I have to. Like, it never used to be this bad.
It's
now,
terrible.
If you ask for extra shit, it's not there, ever.
You know what they've done? You know what they've done? I know it to be true. They for a while there, everybody's mad at McDonald's because everything was sitting in a hot plate for 20 minutes before you got it. And they changed to making food to order. They changed back. I know they have because I use the app to save a couple bucks because I only got 4 or 5 places to eat in town anyway around here. And
yeah.
I'm stuck at McDonald's in the morning especially. And I fucking use the app. And if I order and then drive into town because I'm 10 minutes out of town, my shit will be cold. So I got to go park off to the side, order, and then drive through.
Yeah. Fucking, on those apps, Wendy's was the best one for a while, but they've been fucking up lately. But for a while, almost any time I got on there and went to their special offers, they had buy any sandwich, get one for $1. They had it for so long, and now it's just, I haven't seen it in forever.
The app
the
is
Wendy's
great.
App.
The McDonald's app is great, too. It used to be a pain in the ass. They got it all figured out. But McDonald's itself is a piece of shit. They don't even make a crappy piece of order.
That McDonald's is my least favorite fast food restaurant now, except for...
That's when you started
taking
a shit every time you had to eat their frozen burgers. I figured it out.
Yeah, I can still do the quarter pounder. I can do the quarter pounder. And that's it. That's all I can eat.
That's why. The same problem they had before. Because they don't make it to order anymore. I can always tell because I live in this town. I can always tell when McDonald's has quit doing something that they used to advertise.
Well, listen, the quarter pounders, they still make to order because if you notice, if it's a busy drive through and you order a quarter pounder, they're like, why don't you pull ahead and wait up there? We'll bring it out to you. Because it actually takes 5 minutes for them to make a quarter pounder.
Well, and it's never frozen.
Yeah. Well, that's Wendy's.
So they don't have
never frozen.
They don't have to make 10 of them ahead of time.
Yeah.
You can cook one up in 2 minutes.
I watched a video on a chef that designed...
But that's why it happened. I explained it.
You're wrong. Oh, shit, we got 14 yep. seconds left. Fuck everybody. All get right. the fuck out of here.
What's your dumb story?
Fuck the lounge. Fuck the other Johnny Cocaine. Suck my dick. Faggot. Later.
Johnny
Peace.
PK.